Gun control group ops for healthcare push in swing states. By A.W.R. Hawkins on September 28, 2020. Michael Bloomberg founded Everytown for Gun Safety is opting to push healthcare instead of new gun laws in swing states as the November election approaches. The Washington Free Beacon reports that Everytown launched an ad campaign in Pennsylvania, Iowa, North Carolina, Arizona, and Minnesota, and there is zero mention of gun control. Instead, the ads make allegations that Republicans want to take away healthcare. The NRA's Amy Hunter responded to Everytown's decision to forego a gun control push, saying, "This Bloomberg-funded organization knows Americans don't want gun control and are less likely to vote for candidates who promise to impose it. That is why they have to engage in tactics like this, and also bribe felons to vote, to get their gun control candidates elected. They hope these tactics will fool swing state voters, but we hope voters will see right through their deception." On September 21, 2020, Breitbart News reported there was a 139% increase in ammunition sales nationwide during the first 6 months of 2020, when compared to the same time period in 2019. Those ammo sales were coupled with a 95% increase in gun sales, as compared to the same time frame in 2019. Moreover, there was an 80% surge in gun sales in seven swing states. Those seven states include the five in which Bloomberg's Everytown is foregoing a gun control push. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @HawkinsHawkins. Reach him @HawkinsHawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up for Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.